Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, hello. Lovely to be back in your arms. I've started a sewing lesson because I'm trying to increase my yin to my yang. I've got a lot of yang activities. Jumping around. Jumping. I'm always jumping. I don't cycle anymore. I jump to the next place. Anyway, no, I've got too many yang activities like parkour and skating at the skate park. So now I'm trying to increase my yin, which is your feminine activities. Your swimming, your baths. Is bathing a hobby? Don't think so. Stick it down though on your CV. I bath. Okay, come on in. So sewing is more yin, I think. So I'm having sewing lessons, but mainly because I had a sewing machine that was decorative and I thought I really should use that. Is this an interesting intro? Anyway, on we go. And so I've got a nice lady round to have a private sewing lesson, ooh la la. Then I sort of made her do everything that was important. So actually, is it cost-effective way of getting your clothes, your garments altered? No, because I owe her £200. But is it fun? Yes, it is. And the cats like it because they play with the little scraps. Anyway, welcome to Cuddle Club. Anyway, this week we've got Rhys Jane, real name on. Rhys James to you. He's very funny. He's funny in the kitchen. He's funny in all the rooms. He just comes in being funny. If you want to go see him, he's on tour at the moment. Lucky for you. You'll know him from Mock the Week. Sadly, no longer with us. Rhys is, but Mock the Week isn't. And other things. You know, he pops up. He pops up hither and thither. He's got his own podcast. It's called Fit and Proper. And it's weird that he's not asked me to be on it. I go by Fit and Proper. Everybody knows that. I actually just go by Fit. Proper Fit. That's just me giggling at my own joke. So, set your clocks. Put your smile on your faces. Let's podcast listen. I'm with Rhys James. Real name, Rhys Jane, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's. I was christened Rhys Jane. Yeah, but then I had to get christened again, yeah. Obviously, age 30.
Yeah. What is your real name?
Rhys Jones.
Rhys Jones. Yeah. There was one already.
There's several already.
Yeah.
Griff. Rhys Jones.
Yes.
Usually, sorry, not just. There was a man called Griff.
Yeah.
There was a boy on your friend of mine, Spotlight. The acting database of how you get castings.
Yes.
And so my agent several years ago, maybe 13 years ago now, said, change it. There's already a boy called Rhys Jones.
Well, you might have got some of his castings. It might have worked in your favour.
Listen, Lou, it's been 13 years. When have you ever seen me in any kind of acting role?
Well,
what was the point in all of this?
Yeah, I've seen you on a Mock the Week acting sassy.
Oh, baby. This all came through Spotlight. Mock the Week. If you don't know, they scout you through an acting database because it's all scripted, of course, isn't it?
Yes.
You get handed the script.
Yeah.
It's all written by Aaron Sorkin, Mock
the
Week. So you get the script months in advance and then you do your casting for it. Oh, can you play the little cheeky boy?
Yeah.
Oh, can you play the Scottish mean man?
And were you the cheeky boy or the Scottish mean man?
I was supposed to be the Scottish mean man, but the performance was so bad they had to rewrite the part. Like Russell Brand in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Well, I just tried to grip you outside and it didn't go well. You're sort of anti-touch, would you say?
No, I don't know. I think I was playing a bit of a part in that moment as well.
Right, okay. Because I said, let's... someone said, it wasn't actually me, pervert or not. Someone said, hug for the photo. And you said, I will not do that.
It felt like it was going to take a long time.
Yeah.
The photo.
Yeah. You said, put
and I thought, that's too long to hug. A posed hug is very... I'm not on board with that.
Well, don't ever get married.
Well, yeah,
that's all that is.
Well, I won't.
Well, please do.
Posed, you think marriage or a wedding is a posed hug?
Yeah, I do think so. For the photos are the longest bit of the day.
Really? Are they hugging in wedding photos?
Yeah, they're like, oh, and then they say, now for a fun one.
Right. And then they, what do? There? Jump in the air.
She picks him up, hopefully.
Right. Yeah. Fully above her head.
Yeah.
Like a mom.
She benches him.
Like a mum lifting up a car when the baby's underneath it in these minutes. Yeah.
Exactly right. Do you love him or not? Bench him. You engaged? Not yet, but it could be.
Not true.
Trying to get exclusive.
This is how Heat Magazine do it, isn't it? You just go up to people in the street and say, you're engaged. Yeah, and can we have that?
You could be. How old are you?
Well, anyone could be.
Yeah, but how old are you?
31.
TikTok.
I'm on TikTok. Yeah, sorry. Instead of getting engaged, we both joined TikTok instead.
You love your girlfriend. You live with her. You got a cat.
Right.
So?
So I've done it. So what's the point in getting engaged?
Well,
I've done it. All the, you know, tick, tick, tick. That's a marriage. Don't need a little piece of paper. Thank you very
done
much.
Done a will.
In the process of doing the will, actually.
Oh, good. Actually, good, yeah.
Because I'm thinking of ending it. So I thought, you know, it's only fair. Do Cuddle Club and then you can, then you're done.
Yeah, then you're done.
Off Cuddle Club. Yeah. What else is there?
Are you on tour? Now. National.
National. The nation of England.
Yes.
The United Kingdom.
Yes.
I think I'm going to Scotland briefly and Wales.
So what's the show about? No, it's not about anything, is it?
Yeah, nah.
I hate that question. I hate that question from me. I'm so sorry about that.
Mostly I've decided to talk about things I think the audience would find funny and I also find funny.
Yeah,
there's
I love
a big
that.
Bit where I say we should bring back fox hunting. That's true.
Oh.
There's a bit where I say that everything was easy in the past.
Yeah.
Like inventors had it easy because nothing had been invented. So
that's
it was
good.
So easy compared to now. If you were to invent something now, Lou.
Harder.
It would have to fit in the palm of your hand and release dopamine.
Yes.
And impress Deborah Meaden.
Yes.
To have any chance of success.
Yeah.
Because in the past, you could just go, my pasta's too wet.
Yeah.
Colander.
Colander.
Done.
Well, bath pearls used to be a big thing. You wouldn't get that past Deborah Meaden now,
bath
would you?
Pearls?
Yeah.
What's that?
Silky. And you put them in the bath and oil comes out.
Mm, like a, what, so is bath bomb the modern,
An
updated version of that, basically?
It was an easier time.
Maybe it is easy to invent stuff, actually. Bath bombs are massive.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, that's true.
Although it feels like they're full of technology, because when you put, for that to happen, when you put it in, there must be some tech in there.
Yeah.
Is there tech in bath bombs? Write in. Is there tech in bath bombs?
Tweet us at Cuddle Club Pod.
You got a Twitter account?
Yeah, and Instagram. Very inactive. Please
join.
Please follow. Chicken and egg.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
Time for the touch quiz.
It's such a slick operation, isn't it?
What am I thinking about touching? You've got five questions.
Is it living?
No. Definitely.
I actually don't like the way I asked that.
I like it.
Is it, would you describe it as large?
Depends on the size. I'm going to give you a clue here because there's only five
questions.
It can
be multiple sizes.
It can be multiple sizes. Depends on the size of the wearer. I'll give you that clue.
Depends on the size of the wearer.
Well, you'd get this thing in, you know, medium, large, small, depending on what size you were.
Right. So is it clothing?
Yeah, but you've still got a long way to go. You've asked two questions and you know it's clothing, but I mean, good luck to you. Because this is hard.
I'll take that because I've asked three questions.
Okay.
But I've asked two questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it the sort of clothing you could buy in, for example, a mainstream shop like M&S?
No. It's its own thing.
It's its own thing.
Yeah.
It's its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a costume?
Mm-mm-mm. It's a costume. You might buy one if you were actually going to a wedding.
Do I have to guess now?
Yeah.
Fascinator.
Moss Bros suit.
Okay, so specifically a Moss Bros suit.
Yeah. I would have given you suit, but it was a Moss Bros suit.
I don't think it comes in small, medium and large suit.
Well.
To be fair.
Well.
I think they're a bit more specific.
not a Moss Bros, surely. Quick fire questions. Yeah. Quite agree. Are you ready for the quickfire round?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Would you rather your partner breathes really loudly or just constantly tells you you're delicious and yummy?
Delicious and yummy, please.
Really?
I don't like the word yummy, though.
No, I know. But that's the point.
But weirdly, and look, Yeah. This is sexist. Mm. And I'm happy with that. Mm. It's a lot worse, the word yummy coming from a man's mouth.
Yeah, yummy is horrible.
Yummy from a grown man's mouth. Yeah. It's disgusting, like bunny. When a grown man says bunny, I feel repulsed.
Oh God, it's interesting. And also, cuddle's not ideal.
No, it's not great.
It's crap.
Yeah, that's why you're hosting this.
That's why it's funny.
Instead of me. It was going to be me.
Well, I don't like the word cuddle, but that's why it's good to get out there. But, okay, so your partner, is she breathes like that? Or she just goes around going, oh, you're delicious and yummy.
Could I have some more of the breathing just so I can know?
No, I don't know.
It's always like, it's always an inward loud breath, gasping, like she's about to die.
Yeah.
Like she's just come from underwater, where she's been trying to break a record.
But you want delicious and yummy.
Delicious and yummy. Okay. Constantly saying it.
Well, yeah, quite a lot. I mean, at least 10 times a day. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll still go with that.
Yeah, we've got to be, hasn't it? Okay, have you ever dribbled on a stranger?
I think so.
Yeah, did they like it?
Must have done. I don't think so.
No.
Can't have done.
Okay, it's really good stuff, this. It's time for Like a Bridge Over Cuddled Water. Okay. You've got to guess a song with me just singing cuddle.
Is it Like a Bridge Over Troubled Water?
No. That's the title. Yeah. It wouldn't be that stupid. Here we go. You might not know this song. It's quite old. Cuddle, 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 cuddle. You might not get it, it's a really old song, but it is on an advert, apparently.
Is that it? Sorry.
Yeah. What? Hang on,
I thought you laughed, so you'd stopped. I was waiting for more.
I'll do that bit again. I only do the chorus. I don't know the rest. Cuddle, 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 baby now. Cuddle, 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 baby, cuddle.
I have absolutely no idea. Baby not... now. So baby now. That's actually in the song.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
But with cuddle.
I've got no idea. Can
I don't know if you know
Aerosmith.
No. It's Waiting for a Star to Fall. Waiting for a star to fall.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know it?
I know it.
Oh, great. Then it is your fault.
Yeah, that is my fault. It's a great song.
Yeah, it's a really good song.
Ruined.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton. Alan de Botton wants to ask a question.
Okay. This has a jingle, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
Oh, yeah. Lovely jingle that was.
Yeah. Gorgeous. In what way do you think you're difficult to live with?
Well, I see my relationship as a fierce rivalry.
Oh, dear.
Which is not very healthy. So I spend most of my time just waiting for my girlfriend to slip up.
Yes.
And do something she's previously told me off for doing so I can celebrate it wildly and pretend to be annoyed about it.
Hang on. So not in the real world, not a rivalry in the real world, because I have...
Not outside of the house. Okay, fine. Although, no, then we do take it. We both take it outside of the house. And if we were with...
But if she got a promotion, you wouldn't be sad.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, as long as the income of the household went up significantly and we could afford a better house.
Yeah.
But and the mortgage rate would go down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
That's all wonderful victories for me.
Yes.
But anything that doesn't benefit me personally, I've got no interest in whatsoever. But really in the house with sort of chores and things like that, I'm just like, you know, if I mess up, then I'm just waiting for the day where she can do the same thing so I can be like, oh, huh, seems like you, very interesting. Seems like you also put a wash on and then forgot to take it out. And now it's worse than when it started and we've got to do it again, wasting energy and money.
Yes. Love that. How romantic are you?
Yeah. Oh, very romantic.
Are you?
Oh, so romantic. I used to be.
Are you actually? Why didn't you not be now?
Well, when I was but a boy, when I was a lad, I was so romantic to the point that we did some, I ran for head boy.
Yeah.
Classic. And there were some hustings that were done. And then I was also the editor of a student magazine and creator. And you know how, so this is a perfect example of corruption at the lowest level.
Yeah.
Because I got to just say, pick me. I ran the magazine. I was Rupert Murdoch. And so I was trying to, I didn't win. How mad is this?
Wow.
Anyway, part of that was we did, oh God, this is so lame. We did some Pokemon cards for all the candidates.
Yeah.
And my friend Cal. was writing the things, and it was all like the pluses and minus points of each candidate. And my minus point was owner of an achy breaky heart. And I didn't know that other people knew that at the time.
Oh.
But I was sort of like a hopeless romantic at school. Gestures, all gestures. And from a very young age, you're literally crying at me.
No, and hang on. So what? So they weren't reciprocated?
No, God, no.
So romantic, but are you romantic now in your relationship?
In my relationship, I was at the start of the relationship. But then, you know, you get to a point when you think, no. People don't want that. You don't want that sort
of
stuff anymore. Well.
I mean, I don't know your girlfriend, but.
I don't know. I think it's less, it's a bit tutted at these days, if I were to do. Also, no one believes me that I'm being genuine ever.
Oh, that's a problem.
So if I'm doing something romantic,
yeah,
it would just be like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
Shut up.
You got the flowers, ironically.
Yeah, exactly. From a lamppost. But ironically from a lamppost, so it was fine.
They've got white spray paint all over them. If you were braver, what would you be doing with your life? Stand-up's quite brave.
Yeah, is it though? People always say that. I think it's brave the first time.
The way I do it is brave.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that's my main aim as a stand-up, is to never have my act described as brave.
Brave.
Sometimes people go, oh, what a brave show.
Oh, yeah.
Either brave or important. Fucking hell. Try and have a laugh, mate.
Yeah.
If I ever had it described as brave or important, I would quit.
End yourself. And that's what's brave about it. You end yourself at the end.
Yeah.
Brave. You can only do it once.
I think if I was braver, I'd be a soldier.
Soldier, yeah. Footman.
I'd be a footman. I'd be the king's footman.
Okay, one other question from Amanda Bourdain. Are there particular people who you feel squashed or cut, like disengaged from? You know, when you're around them and you feel squashed or cut off or disengaged, like your energy isn't itself. That's a very serious question for a fun boy. You don't have to answer it.
I think the answer is basically everyone except comedians and most comedians as well. But then, like, because some comedians, you're like, cool, right, you get it. And then you've been through this stuff. And then everyone else, you're like, oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Anyone who cares about the following things.
The environment.
Poor people. The environment. Anyone who cares about rugby.
Yeah.
The royal family.
Yes, sir. It's hard when you're a footman.
Exactly. This is why it's good. So I'm not brave enough.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah, do tell us this one. Who would you most like to cuddle? Everyone's going to say me. Okay, what was your family like? Big one.
Well, what were they like?
They're all dead, I guess.
Yeah, assume that all of your guest families are dead?
The Jane family.
Yeah, the Janes are long gone. But they were good people. When they were around, they were good folks, all of them.
It's a shame they've all died.
It's a shame they all died horribly. Trampled by a horse. And that's why I became a footman, of course, they're all good. They're all right. I became an uncle recently to someone else.
Someone else.
Well, I'm not going to be my own uncle, am I?
No.
For the second time, I meant.
We should all be our own uncles.
We should be our own uncles, really.
You know? Bop! What have I got there? My nose.
Yeah,
you know?
My own nose. In the mirror. You're your own uncle in the mirror.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A little baby.
Little tiny baby. Tiniest one I've ever seen.
How many babies?
Two of them.
Twins.
Not twins. No, sorry. One of them's two.
Oh, so you're uncle
none.
Again. One
two
of them's
and none.
Yeah.
Uncle again. That's what I meant to another person. But
which one's your favourite?
Well, you know, baby doesn't really have anything about it.
Yeah.
He's just lying there, got nothing about it. Whereas the two-year-old's an absolute prick. No, the baby. Two-year-old's favourite at the moment. But there's all to play for. Long way to go,
yeah. Yeah, long way to
go. Not even at half time.
And also, who's their favourite uncle? It's just you, isn't it?
It's just me.
I knew it's just you. It's just you and your sister, and that's it, isn't it?
It's a lot of swings. You're taking a lot of swings.
One, it's true, though, isn't it?
First swing, my surname is Jane.
Yeah.
Second swing, all my family are dead. Third swing, I had or have a sister.
Yeah, you've got a sister.
I don't have a sister.
You got a brother?
I got a brother.
Okay, one of each.
It was 50-50.
You got a brother?
One of each. No, none of one. One of one and none
you
of one.
You should have a sister.
Why?
You want me to have a word with your mum and dad, see if it's not too late?
Do you think I give off an energy of someone with a sister?
Yeah, you need a big sister.
Why?
You just do. Like, it'd be very grounding for you.
The role's open, Lou.
Okay,
if you'd like to take it.
Oh, I guess I'll be your big sister. What do your mum and dad do? No pressure.
Who knows?
Teacher.
No. This is how Louis Theroux should do it. When he's getting to know people, he should just
A milkman and a teacher.
He should just guess, yeah, my mum's a milkman. My dad's a teacher. He teaches people how to be milkman. Very handy. That's how they met, of course.
Yes, of course. Teaching her too much. Were they affectionate? They can't have been. Go on.
Well, based on my vibe.
No,
this is my rebellion, because they were so affectionate that this is how I rebel.
No, something's awry here.
I definitely grew up in a don't touch me kind of way.
Yes.
Dad, not particularly affectionate, but you know, dad, classic dad.
Yeah.
Mum, a little bit more, I guess a little bit more affectionate, but I was always, get off, leave me alone. Brother, quite affectionate.
Oh.
Don't like being touched by him. He's got long arms and long fingers. It creeps me out.
Do you like?
Makes my skin crawl.
Do you actually?
I said that in this best man speech, genuinely. I said he's got long arms and fingers and he makes my skin crawl. Anyway.
Does he
congratulations.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he actually?
Yeah, you wouldn't notice. I don't like to look at him. You wouldn't be like, oh my God. It's
but he actually makes your skin crawl.
A little bit, yeah.
That's
he's a good guy, though.
Bad.
He's a good guy with a couple of good kids.
Do if people come over for a quick hug, hello, you don't like?
No, I don't mind that.
Right, but just your brother.
And I do it far too much.
Really?
I swung and missed last night, actually, with a comedian who I don't know particularly well.
You weren't.
I thought he kind of did the handshake, but did it with the arm sort of out, as if it was going to be one of those slightly high-fivey handshakes.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a hug, and then he did the sort of, why not? God. And then we did a hug, and then I'd he's much taller than me, so I'm just fully gripping a waist. It was a bad hug, but it was my fault.
Well, you can't always blame yourself. Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling? Okay, best, you've hit on it. We're leading on to that best, worst or weirdest cuddle. You've hit on it.
I used to very much enjoy, as a child, being cuddled in a towel.
Did you?
Do you know what I'm getting
at? So sweet.
Do you know what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
If you got out of the bath or the shower, you had a towel. Back when, you know, you were small enough, the towel would wrap around your whole body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not just a waist situation.
Yeah.
And then if you got hugged and rubbed.
Yeah,
in
that's
a towel.
Lovely.
Good stuff. Felt fantastic.
Yeah. That's gorgeous, actually.
Which is, I guess, in hindsight, also maybe one of the weirdest hugs, but I wouldn't like
really?
It now, I don't think.
What if your girlfriend plucked you out of the bath? Put a little robe.
Me out of the bath, lifted me above her head because it's our wedding day, of course, and then rubbed me down in a towel. That'd be lovely. Let me ask you this, Lou. Where do your cats sleep?
Yes.
Okay. Luke's bed.
No.
Your bed?
Mm.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they sleep in your arms?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the best thing in the world, isn't it?
It's the best thing in the world.
That's hug. Every night, my cat climbs onto the bed, taps me on the shoulder and goes, like that, and taps me on the shoulder. It's the sweetest thing in the world. I then sort of wake up, lift up the duvet. She gets in, curls around, leaning against me, my arms out like that. She rests her chin on my arm, or her cheek, and goes to sleep with, her tucked in the same way a human is. So, head and shoulders out. And she's in bed all night. And I think I've done serious, irreparable damage to my shoulder doing this. But I would never, obviously I'm not going to make the cat move at any point. Obviously that's the best possible cuddle there is in the world.
Yeah.
And any animal resting its chin on you is the best thing
in
the world.
Why can't we marry our cats?
Exactly. Exactly. She wouldn't be able to lift me.
Yeah, and that's why she doesn't get the golden ticket. I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies? Best hug in a film or TV series?
The first one that comes to mind is there's a hug in Ted Lasso that everyone always posts, and it's Brett hugging someone.
What is that one?
Brett hugs his rival, his enemy.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
It gets shared all the time because it's enemies hugging.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's because a bad thing happened.
Who's
now,
your
as
enemy?
Someone My enemy?
Yeah, I'd like to know your enemy before we get into this.
I can't say because she's in the room.
Oh, God. I'm frantically looking behind you.
I've got too many to list. Mm. But, you know, look, we've all hugged Brett.
Yeah.
Do you think it's good stuff?
Yes.
Do you?
He's 10 out of 10.
Because he's got a big chest.
Well, he just really means it. He really commits and he really holds you tight and he really means it.
Well, that's good to know because in my experience, it's the most disingenuous hug I've ever had in my life. And then the other one is Good Will Hunting.
Okay.
It's not your fault. That hug.
Oh, sometimes it's not your fault.
It's not always your fault. Mm. That's a very significant film hug. But probably, you know what? A hug that most affected me is probably some sort of hug in The OC.
Oh, yes.
That was when I was most influenced. This is why I became a romantic, because of the character
the
Seth
OC,
Cohen
yeah.
standing on coffee carts and whatnot. I thought, I'll just be that.
They always make...
That's a 35-year-old man. I'm a 16-year-old boy with with braces.
Oh, God.
It's
yeah.
not the same thing. It's this not is a gorgeous Hollywood actor who's in his mid-30s.
Oh,
and it's a script. It's all fake.
Yeah. You got to learn the hard way, yeah. I suppose. Being the student teen magazine. Well, you could put this music under anything. Right, so that's that. That's the podcast. Happy?
Is this quite a successful podcast? Some people spend ages coming up with a format.
How dare you? People like to know about people's families and people like to know about people.
Yeah.
Like interesting.
They do.
Yeah.
But they don't specifically say, could a comedian guess about someone's family? And keep just
I didn't press you on your family because I was taking the cues from you that you didn't want me to delve too deeply.
We can delve if you like.
But some people like to delve.
But that'll be for the Patreon. Have you got a Patreon?
No.
All right. Well, that's very cool. Just do Patreon just this episode,
£100. People like to know about people's, but then it's based on...
Fine, my father's called Mike.
Okay, great.
My uncle's called Chris.
Yeah, what are they like?
Great, guys. 11-year age gap, so one's an accident.
Ooh, not your dad or your dad? Not your dad.
I think not my dad. I think my dad was planned.
But the other one. And who's
big mistake.
But who was your favourite? Who was the favourite? Your dad or his brother? His brother.
Nah, it's probably him because he was planned. And then, you know.
Yeah, but I know, but sometimes the little one, the youngest is like definitely
your favourite. 11-year age gap is mental, isn't it? How do you manage that?
Well, I know this guy who, well, I don't know him at all, actually. Someone else told me about him, who there's a 50-year age gap between me and him. But it's a half-brother.
So the dad... Someone at school telling you, that's just the biggest lie in the world. Yeah, you know, my cousin. So my cousin knows a guy.
So this guy had a half-brother and there was a 50-year age gap because the dad went and met a woman much younger and then had another kid. And that can happen. That can happen.
Are you talking about like the Rolling Stones? Is this Mick Jagger's child or something?
No. Just someone that knows someone, okay? Yeah. I won't be pressed.
So there is a half-brother situation somewhere in the world is what you're saying.
Years difference,
the 50
yeah.
year age gap.
Are your mum and dad still together?
Mm.
Are they?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
That's fucking
They
weird.
Split up for a year and a half.
And then
they got back together.
That's nice. When was the year and a half?
I think I was about 14, 15.
Really? And then why did they get back together? Couldn't find anyone better?
Yeah, it's fucking shit out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
There was no apps at that time, so what are you supposed to do? Just walk around the town.
you're doing. What? So hang on. They split up for a year and a half and then are they happy now?
Look, I wouldn't like to speak on someone else's happiness.
I would.
Well, please, are they happy now?
No.
No, they're not, are they?
No, are they?
We're going to have to do something about it. No. I assume so.
Well, but more or less, they get by.
I think lesson learned is the point. Lesson learned from that year and a half.
Really? That's lovely.
I don't know, but it's like, I think everyone, every sort of 10 years should take a year and a half off.
Yeah.
Bash out another 10 years.
That's actually a really good idea.
That's probably the secret to success, to actually how to manage monogamy.
Well, am I telling your girlfriend or are you?
I think I'm telling her right now. She never listens to anything that you do, actually. So
no chance
she'll be listening. No, she doesn't listen to any. She would never listen to me on a podcast. No chance.
Would she not? That's hard to keep the relationship alive, I think.
Don't listen to your partner on a podcast.
I think so, yeah.
She doesn't listen. I've got a podcast. She doesn't listen to that. No chance.
Now, what's your podcast?
No, that wasn't me trying
to. No, I know, but I'd like to know.
It's called...
Don't forget your homework.
It's called Hug Club. It's brand new. And mostly just guessing about people's home situations.
Yeah.
And I get a philosopher and author to also ask some questions.
And they're sort of a bit better than the other questions.
Yeah, yeah.
No, come on. What's it called? Homework for you.
It's called Homework for You.
No, come
on. It's called Homework for Grown-Ups.
Yes.
And it's mostly just telling you how many press-ups to do per day.
No, it isn't.
It's always one.
You have to come on with something you did when you... It's actually a really good idea, if it's still that one.
What are you talking about? Oh, my, the actual podcast.
Yeah.
I thought you were joking.
No, that's really good one.
That hasn't had an episode for a long time.
That was a great one.
That was called Early Work. Go listen to that if you want, but I don't think it's coming back.
That can't...
Unless the BBC rescind their decision and do buy it.
But that was a great podcast.
That was a good format. Yeah. It was about little... So this is me being an achy, breaky heart. It was about like creative writing you did as a teenager or a child.
Yeah.
So,
it's a great format.
And because I wrote so many poems for people.
Oh,
and I gave them to people.
God,
guess what they did?
Love it.
Nothing.
Oh.
Yeah, I wrote a poem called Without You once. And oh God, it was awful. It's just all the things that I felt without this person.
Oh, that's lovely.
And guess what happened? I continued to feel them.
Oh.
Because I was forever without this person.
Yes. Did you ever go out with her?
No.
Right. Yeah. I guess.
Or him, of course. It was her, but
we
don't know.
You're smacking of straight attitude.
Do you think?
Yeah,
toxic.
It's a shame.
Toxic,
a shame.
Yeah. Parents are still together.
But what is your podcast? And I'm genuine now.
It's called Fit and Proper.
Mm.
And it's your
weird, I've not been on it.
You own a football team. Do you want to come on it and own a football team? And then you just like change the mascot, change the badge and do what you want with it. Move the stadium to near your house.
Chelsea.
Is that who you'd be?
Chelsea FC.
Chelsea FC. You're wearing all red at the moment.
Chelsea's blue.
Do you think they say FC in the charts?
Yeah. Chelsea FC.
Chelsea FC, established 1886.
Yes.
Yes, not as laddie as it sounds, although we only book men.
Yeah,
but
good.
Other than that, it's not very laddie.
Okay, just white men on your podcast.
Only white men, yeah.
Okay.
It's the only people available.
There's a lot of podcasts following that ethos.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, look at this one.
Yeah. Oh, well, now she's asking. What's life all about?
What do other people say in this?
No, you've got to ask yourself.
I've got to ask myself?
Yeah, and I want you to be real.
What are you here?
I want you to be real.
It's all about just getting through it, getting through the day. Try your best.
Can't be, can it?
Get through the day. Try and be as tall as you can.
Tall as you can.
Try and grow every day.
Grow.
In height, not at all mentally.
Yes. Yoga helps you do that, apparently.
Does it?
A 6 foot man told me. I said,
why
are you so tall?
He
said, sun salutations.
I might try that. I'd love to grow taller. Oh, it'd be funny. I just think it'd be funny if suddenly I turned up. You haven't seen me for 2 months and I was way taller.
Reese has got taller.
Yeah.
Reese has shot up recently.
what a funny reveal it would be.
Yeah, it would be actually.
It's like the final frontier. You can change your style, you know. You could like suddenly have different hair or something like that, but you can't grow, and you could get bigger.
Unless you get
fatter,
those,
but you can't grow taller.
Clip-cloppy shoes. It's got hidden heels.
Built-up shoes.
Yeah.
Reese has got a big built-up shoe.
Yeah. Is Reese okay? He's left his girlfriend for a year and a half and he's got big weird
shoes.
And
now he's got a built-up shoe.
Right, I just put all the information into the cuddle calculator and then it just gives you your type.
Okay.
You're the North Sea because no one can really get to the bottom of you and not many people have tried because you're very cold. That's why I wrote about you before the podcast.
Sorry. So you don't have a list of them and you just pick one. Actually look at the person and what you know about the person. Yeah. Write something like
that. I wrote three. Here's the three I wrote because I wasn't sure whether you'd be hot or cold. You are a Duran Duran fan at a music gig of Duran Duran, aka happy as a lad with an egg, and quite right too. Shine on, shine up, shine right into your next cuddle.
I like that one. I am a Duran Duran fan and I did go to see them on their reunion tour.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Well, that's perfect.
How did you know that?
I didn't. I just intuited it. That's amazing.
Yeah, me and all my school friends, it was like...
Are you joking?
You know, if you see, like, I would see my school friends, like, once a year, normally at a wedding.
Yeah.
And then we just had one year where the thing was, we'll all go watch Duran Duran, because we used to... When we go on end-of-year holidays in sixth form, we'd just listen to Duran Duran all the time.
Wow, that's amazing, because...
How did you get that?
I don't know. I went to one...
Energy.
Synergy. It's the only thing I've guessed right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Me and my sister went along with my divorced parents. And
the only time I've seen Duran Duran fan audience is once at a TV thing when they were playing, and the Duran Duran, I would have been like young, like 22 or something, being a runner. And I remember thinking, gosh, this audience, it was all 50-year-old women with massive arms. That's just what they were. And there's no offence to that. It's just like, oh, wow, there's a real type.
Massive
here.
In what way? Big biceps? Or,
no,
sort of just...
Just sort of, you know, they've not done the arm work like Michelle Obama. Fine.
It.
You know, each to their own. But
weird,
that's,
isn't it, how you can have massive arms from either doing the arm work or not doing the arm work.
Yeah.
So you're basically going to have massive arms.
So don't worry about it.
Just don't worry about it. That's what life's all about. That's you're going to have massive arms. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, but good luck picking your husband up and putting him aloft your head on your wedding day. Okay, well, now you get to be put on a board to win a meet and greet with my kittens.
Okay, good.
So that's a day's work.
So wait, how does the board work? Is it like a wheel that you spin?
Yeah, it must be.
So it's not a leaderboard for like points. It's not like leaderboard.
This stage, it's got to be a wheel.
It's got to be a wheel.
Yeah. Reese, we've got to say goodbye.
Oh, goodbye.
Bye.
To who? Each other?
Yes.
Oh, bye then.
Bye then. See you again?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks to Reese Baby. Funny boy. Man, really. If you want to go to his tour, why wouldn't you? You've seen him. He's very funny. ReeseJames.co.uk. Very funny guy. Do follow us online at Cuddle Club Pod. And remember to CC everybody in if CC stands for Cuddle Club.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.